Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email from Sharonique. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, Ben and Nathan. I'm writing you two due to my major concern. I really wanted to apply to law school this fall, but the LSAT will not let me be great. I've taken the test 6 times now and cannot score over 138. Trust me, I've tried everything. I've spent thousands of dollars on prep, and I also have the demon, which I love, by the way, but it appears as if my scores are declining. My LSAT score is making me rethink my law school dreams, which I really want. I'm not sure what to do at this point. I've also studied over 9 months for this test, and I thought I understood it. Apparently not. I really want your advice and honest opinion on this. Also, to add, I do a lot, which makes me tired. I'm a full-time paralegal at Morgan & Morgan. I'm a paralegal's instructor, a dog mom, and I try to have a social life. P.S. Help, because I'm at the end of my road. I don't want to give up, but my law school journey is not looking good. Okay. Boy, there's a lot in there. What are your reactions?
Well, I emailed Sharonique back and we went back and forth a little bit. I'm not optimistic about her case. I wish I was. I want to help everybody, but I'm just not sure that she's somebody that we can help. She genuinely wants it. She wants to go to law school, but wanting to go to law school is not the same thing as, you know, being able to make the sacrifices and do the things that are necessary to get the right score on the LSAT that's going to actually get her in, or, you know, get her in at the right price. I don't want to get her in. You can tell by the writing here that she's going to struggle a little bit with law school exams and the bar exams, or bar exam in whatever state she decides to take it. She seems like she has too many distractions, you know, bringing up like the dog mom or, you know, things like that. It's just like, well, something's got to go. Like what you've been doing isn't working. So pick some of these things and get rid of them,
yeah.
You know, and do something differently than what you've been doing. And writing to us for help is much appreciated. But like the hard truth is, and this is what I really tried to get across to her, is that at 138, you're understanding almost nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're just simply not understanding what you're reading. And it didn't even seem like she was understanding my emails that I sent her either, because I was like, hey, can you please not have 100 comma splices in every email you send?
Yeah.
And you can see from this, right? And like, she didn't really engage. She like the very next email that she sent me just had 100 comma splices again. And it was like, hey, I'm not like criticizing you just to criticize you. I'm telling you that you need to clean up your thinking. And one way to clean up your clean up your writing to clean up your thinking, let's like be clearer about what the fuck we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's lawyerly behavior. And, you know, and then she, like her follow-up emails, she like started going into all these other stuff about her family. And she's got a million like people in the criminal justice system in her family, and she has to go to law school to help those people. And I'm just like, oh dear God, like I understand why you're motivated to do it, but the motivation to do it is not enough.
Yeah. So I agree a lot with a lot of what you're saying. I mean, as I read through this, right, like I kept just ignoring the commas, which really should have been periods.
Right.
I treated them like periods. It's not the biggest deal in the world, but it's not a good sign. Anyways, the 138, you know, people start in the 140s. 138's close to that. I don't know what you've done for thousands of dollars of prep.
That's her high of 9 months.
Yeah. Well, depending on the prep she may have been given, maybe, you know, nothing came of that. And I don't know where she started, and I don't know if that prep helped her at all or was actually just more damaging, right? So I don't know how long She's been working with the demon. There are other prep programs out there that hurt people, right? That yeah. make their scores go down.
For sure.
So to the extent that that was happening, like let's assume worst case scenario, she was taking a Kaplan class or something like that, and all the help she was given was actually harmful. So she just didn't really make progress. So she's stuck there. And if she started using the demon now, could she make progress? Maybe. But you're right. Like, there's something about this whole process too. You've taken the test 6 times now. I'm assuming those are practice tests. Are they, or did you take 5 official tests? Like, I don't even understand what's going on there. There's a lot of red flags, even though I just don't know for sure what would be, whether she could succeed or not, but it's not looking good.
Yeah, to the extent that we can help her, it's going to be one question at a time. You have to start actually understanding just a single damn question, one at a time. I mean, to break out of the 130s, you got to get like the first 9 questions per section right. It's not that hard. You got to get the easy ones right.
Yep.
That's all you have to do, is get the easy ones right. Let's start with that.
You know, start with question one.
Yeah.
Start with question one in a section, or, well, you have the demon, so you can drill. And it will give you level one questions at first until you've proven yourself to do better than those. And so just absolutely understand that question if that's what you do today.
One question per day, right?
Yeah.
And, like, actually understand it. And if you miss it, you need to watch the videos, read the explanations, use the ask button. Like, we've got a whole awesome team of people that will help you, but it has to be oriented toward actually understanding it, not just some gimmicky, oh, well, you know, it was A or B, and I picked B, and that was right. So, you know, that's good.
Yeah, good, good. I got it. Yep, let's go.
No, that's bullshit. You don't understand it. I want you to actually understand. The right answer is 100% right, and the wrong answer is 100% wrong. And if you can't get to that point, I mean, let's be honest, Ben. If you can't get to the point where you're going to pretty much nail the first 10 every time, you're barking up the wrong tree. I'm not saying you have to do that today, but if you don't get to that point eventually, this is not a good field for you. You're not going to be successful if you can't figure out, like, solve the first 10 questions almost perfectly every single time.
Yep.
Like, drop one question maybe sometimes, but mostly 10 out of 10 every time. Occasionally you make one mistake in the first 10. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you have to get there today, but if you can't get there eventually, there is no way you're going to be successful. I just can't imagine that you're going to be successful eventually in a legal career if you can't get there eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do just that, you should be scoring like 150 on the LSAT.
Yeah.
So that's the advice for that's all I have to say.
Okay.
If you can't do that, definitely give up. I mean, I'm like, I want people to give up. I really do. I don't think that this is a very good field for most people. Like, for anybody, really. I don't encourage people to go down this road.
Yeah.
Unless you're sure, like, you and you know, like, your family circumstances are not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the work of a lawyer. You know what they do. You're good at it. You love it.
Yep.
And if you can't get to the point where you're going to nail the first 10 questions on an LSAT, you're not good at this.
Yeah, that's where you need to start. I would add too that if anyone is like discouraged by that, you have to think about the array of opportunities that everyone faces in life. And you say no way, way, way more than you say yes to whatever you're going to do in your life. So saying no to this is actually the default. That's the presumption.
Yeah. Well, because if you don't, then you're saying no to all other opportunities.
Yep.
Like saying no to this is saying yes to the entire rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it that way. I think people are so worried about this door closing, they don't realize that if they continue banging on this door, banging their head against this door, that there's all these other doors that they're never going to open because they just don't ever even go try.
Or they're open and people are now closing them because they're like, okay, well, the opportunity is going away. So goodbye. Yep.
I think young people should do things they're good at. I mean, I think you should.
Good at. Yep.
Yeah, I think you should stuff that you think you like, you should try it. And you should look to fail fast. You should be going down roads that look like they're going to be fruitful. Like look like, oh wow, I'm doing well here. This is great. Mm-hmm. This is working for me. And if not, whether that's a city or a relationship or a job, I think you should quit the stuff that's not working for you and try something else.
Yep.
Send hate mail to email. send hate mail to daily@lsatdemon.com. Thanks for listening.